This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Oh, hold on. Dr. Diana's called.
Uh-oh.
Hello, hello.
How would I know if I have the Noro?
Effortless diarrhea.
Okay. I've never heard it described that way.
Effortless.
That's a pretty good way to describe it. Right.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
They're going to have to really postpone or delay games because the whole clubhouse would be explosive diarrhea.
By the way, my favorite Wiggy word in the Boston accent is diarrhea.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I'll tell you who does not look like he's in pain. The guy at the bar in Beverly. I finally have this video.
Oh my God!
Is this
Can
not...
Can we show that?
Is this not the most egregious thing?
That is silly. Terrifying. Like, that is a huge amount of pee.
That's definitely a health code violation.
Wow. That is nuts.
Yeah. And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Well, Dr. Diane, what about this? We just got this from Rob Ninkovich. Said it could be
diverticulitis?
Yeah,
why didn't you let him?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm a people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Well, good morning from JetBlue Park here in beautiful Lee County, Florida. I am Chris Curtis. Greg Hill may not be alive. We are not sure. Wiggy is to my right. Courtney's to my left. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There were times yesterday I sat close to Wiggy on the flight, and it was choppy. There was a couple thunderstorms you went through. Griff was there. He remembers. And I thought to myself, what type of guilt, survivor's guilt, would Greg Hill feel if this puppy landed in the ocean? And I have to say, Wiggy was very good, all things considered.
He told me the flight was fine this morning.
Yeah, it was kind of smooth until the last, like, 20
Griff,
minutes.
Did you think that was a smooth flight?
No. Well, you got to remember, Griff is sitting in the back. We're sitting up in first class, okay. So it feels
you
a lot different.
You had a few pops.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I had a couple drinks, and yeah. I was locked into my movie, The Boston Strangler, and it didn't get like I felt like it got bumpy towards when we started landing, when the flight the pilot was like, all right, the last 20 minutes. But other than that, it felt smooth.
What would be the worst part for Greg is not only is he dealing with whatever he's dealing with, but he would have had to deal with the final destination. Situation in the back of his mind. If you guys died in a plane crash, that a flight that he was supposed to be on, he'd be thinking, how is the universe going to kill me now? Because I was supposed to be on that flight.
Oh.
Yeah, another Final Destination coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. I think sometime this year.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, though. Mm-hmm. Bloodline, it's called.
Yes.
And before we get into baseball for 20 hours, I have to say that the Scamanda, the Belle Gibson story that Greg talked about, the Netflix... way oversold. I watched that on the plane down.
Oh.
Like, there's no hook. She lied about having brain cancer.
Uh-huh. Right.
She got exposed. Story. Like, that. It was two 50-minute episodes that could have been concluded in one. But either way, we're here. Greg, I got the word from Ken as I was boarding the plane. He had sent a text to Courtney and Wiggy, not me. I was like, oh, okay, thanks for telling me. Greg has Noro. He had a home visit from the doctor, Dr. Diana, and he has had an IV. He's had all these things trying to get down here.
Right.
But he has the full-blown Noro. I would say around 8 o'clock, Courtney, yesterday morning, Greg's complexion changed entirely, and he just kept sort of, like, moving around.
Oh.
I mean, he already looks kind of weird, but... he looked like death.
So I texted him after Ken texted Wiggy and I, and I said, oh, God, is it the Noro? How are you feeling? And he said, I think it's food poisoning. He said, I couldn't find the expiration date on the blackberries I was eating this morning. I said, well, that's sus to begin with. I don't think you should be eating anything that doesn't have a sell-by date on it. And he said, but Dr. Diana's making a house visit. We're going to have some IVs. I laughed at that.
Right.
And then he said, I'm starting to feel better, so I think it's food poisoning.
Right.
But then it took a turn.
Right.
So.
Well, the food poisoning thing didn't add up, and the Noro thing initially didn't add up because he was like, he didn't have diarrhea. He was like, I'm constipated. And we're like, that don't make sense then. Yeah, hopefully he's feeling better, but who the hell knows?
Now, are you guys contaminated, which is
who the hell knows?
I don't want to think about that.
Okay.
That's kind of Final Destination.
It is what it is, Courtney.
Yep,
you know
right
away when the Noro's coming, as much as Greg didn't want to accept it, it was there. And I don't want to – it's like Wiggy and Planes, I'm that way with Noro. I don't want to think about it. I leave it in God's hands. But I have to say – Greg is kind of brilliant because not only did he not have to get here early, I'm sure Greg will be here by the end of the week because they have that junket this weekend.
Yes.
And blackberries now tainted. He doesn't have to eat fruit anymore.
Correct.
He can just move on to the next thing. But we'll be here. I am so excited. Alex Cora at 7, Bregman at 7:30.
That's the big one.
The two biggest stories this spring. And I love Rafi Devers, but I don't speak Spanish very well. And so of the people that we could have prolonged conversations with, the two newsmakers are Cora and Bregman. They'll be on our first two guests from JetBlue Park.
And no.
I was so excited to just sort of revel in the fact that baseball's back and to have those guys consecutively. I don't know. Do you think that you guys will leave today any more assured, reassured that Cora has this under control and that Devers will accept being removed? Or
I don't think. I think he'll give us all, you know, Cora's a great interview because he says all the right things. I bet he gives us the, you know, the politically correct sports answer from a managerial standpoint of being a manager's team. Like, you know, we'll let it play out. You know, we're going to have guys that can hopefully play multiple, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think we're going to leave the interview, whether it's with him or Bregman, because we already heard Bregman say, hey, wherever AC wants me to play, I'm going to play. So we'll probably leave this interview with, well, you know, we'll see what happens. And it looks like Devers is going to get a chance to play third base. And, you know, and Bregman's going to play wherever. Who the hell knows? But I don't think we're going to get any answers.
I don't think we're going to have a clearer answer until Devers is back to being 100%. right? Like that kind of gives Cora some leeway to be able to ward off questions. If Devers is still dealing with banged up, you know, issues, then Cora gets to say, well, he's not 100%, so we're going with Bregman right now, and then, you know, down the road, we'll see what happens. He has this pad built in. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if Wiggy's idea has changed since I saw you or talked about this last week, but I'm still in the same boat. I don't care about what anybody else is saying, that I think that we're going to see Devers at third base.
Yeah, I feel the same way. The majority of third base this season will be played by Rafi Devers, unless he just like has this come to Jesus moment, or where they talk him off the ledge and they're like, hey, you're going to DH, and he's kind of like, you know, maybe he goes kicking and screaming, but eventually he goes, all right, I'll go.
Or if the errors start piling up, and then they're going to have to make a change, because the boo birds will be out, people will be calling for a change. Yeah. But in the beginning, I think you're going to see Devers.
Yeah, I think March 27th, when they open up against the Rangers, you'll see Devers at third.
Well, as much as I hate to question you two, because Courtney ended up being right, there was something up in the ocean, and Wiggy makes these weird statements that always end up being true, like the Vans with the clowns and all that nonsense. So that could happen, but everybody that has been covering the team seems to be in agreement that it will be Bregman at third. But we'll talk to Alex Bregman at 7:30, Cora at 7. And I don't know about you guys, but I heard Jones and Keefe yesterday doing we have to play for Bregman. They did What's His Home Run Call. It was a pretty funny segment. So, Shime, let's try and get that. It was around like 1 o'clock yesterday for Bregman. We could have Bregman pick his home run call, which would be breaking news. But the Patriot offseason, it feels like ever since Vrabel's been hired, it's been kind of quiet. Like, there hasn't been much discussion about, you know, I guess the quarterback situation solved. The head coach is there.
Right.
Vrabel's team.
This is the dead time anyways. Like, we got the combine you'll start picking up stuff on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'll start hearing some whispers about maybe conversations, who they're talking to.
Yeah, I feel like that what I find interesting today down here is that it feels like the Patriots are where the Red Sox have been, which is the fan base has been, for the Patriots, it was like, okay, they'll spend this year. Okay, well, we got to get somebody around the rookie quarterback this year. Okay, we'll trade for this player. And they've been let down so many times that they're just waiting and seeing to see what they do, as opposed to being excited for its existence. And I have to say, I've been watching the Red Sox, whatever the games are, Saturday, Sunday, JetBlue. It feels different. Last couple of years we've been down here, it was dead.
Yeah.
Completely dead. And I feel like the Red Sox today are in a position where there's drama, they're talent, they could be really good. Aaron Boone talked yesterday when the Yankees game got postponed. and he was commenting on how, you know, he hates that they're good, but it's great for baseball. I really think the Red Sox have the potential, with the Bruins and Patriots being middling, to get back to somewhere close to where they used to be in terms of a daily topic in Boston.
It's also interesting. I've been down here since Thursday night, and this is basically Boston down south. When you walk around, you see so many Patriots shirts. You see so many Red Sox hats. You see so many Celtics jerseys. And you start talking to people, you know, go Celtics, go Pats, whatever. And years past, everybody said, oh, the Red Sox, oh, the Red Sox. This year, nobody's talking about the Patriots. People will talk about Celtics if they're wearing Celtics stuff.
Right.
Bruins, same thing. But everybody is saying, I think that this is the year that the Red Sox could turn it around. And now I'm excited. I'm back in on the Red Sox. And so that's the biggest change that I've seen, the optimism around going into this season. Whereas years past down here, everybody's like, yeah, spring training.
But it's all about, and we'll see with the Patriots. It's all about adding talent in the offseason, right? You traded for Garrett Crochet, right? You added Walker Buehler. You added, you know, Chapman. You added Bregman.
Breakster.
Like, you added like talented pieces that are going to help out your baseball team. So people now are back interested in it because people are like, all right, this is a playoff contender on paper. Now they got to go out there and perform. And it'll be the same thing with New England. When free agency opens up in the second week of March or whenever it is this year, if they have a good week of free agency, people will be excited about that. It's really about what you do in the offseason, and the Red Sox hadn't done anything in the past couple of years, and then it's during the season where you are. What do you do with the trade deadline? And they hadn't done anything in the past couple of years there, so now they're in a position where I think fans are like, all right, they're going to have a competitive team, so when August gets here, excuse me,
they're going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Whether they're fighting for a division, fighting for a wild card spot, they're going to be in the mix. And that's, I think that's what most fans want.
And you know what I want? I want Wiggy back on board for Florida. You know, he's a little down on Florida.
Yeah,
he's not vibing with the weather, with the not being close to the beach. Like, we need to figure out tonight what our plan is. It's the three of us, the three musketeers, and we got to get him to a beach.
I need it. Like, when I think of Florida, maybe I don't go many places in Florida, but I've been to, like, Tampa Bay, which
is Miami.
So
right. Pensacola.
Fort Lauderdale. So I'm always like, when I think of Florida and I come to Florida, I'm thinking – I want to be a five-minute walk from the beach.
Yeah.
Right. But, yeah, we are a five-minute walk from every chain restaurant that's ever been created.
Yes.
And ones I never even knew existed.
Yeah.
Cheddar's or
Cheddar's? Cheddar's, or a bunch of industry pocks, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. If you need a chiropractor or a urologist, this is your place. But the tonight, Wiggs.
The weather's nice, dog. Give them that.
The weather will be nice today. Mm-hmm. And we are going to leave. We're going to go to one of the most beautiful beach bars in America.
All right.
And then we have reservations at OP, or do you not want to do that?
No. We have reservations at OP. We also could eat at the Ritz bar. Like, there's good food. It's right on the beach.
Let's
there's
do
music.
That. Yeah. Done. Easy peasy.
All
so,
30-minute drive.
All right.
But
gorgeous sunset.
Okay.
And Greg was so excited he pooped himself.
All right.
So
all right.
We'll be going there tonight. And it is true, though. Like, where we are staying could be literally anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it. Like,
right.
We are just surrounded by chain places and a highway that is always in some form of traffic. But we have, as I mentioned earlier, we have Alex Cora at 7, Alex Bregman at 7:30, Courtney in the News at 7:45, and a very unique reunion for a house pet.
Yeah.
A story that will just warm the cockles of your heart. So we'll get to all of that. But right now, here's Courtney with what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Today at 105, it's the Sox at Braves in Northport. You can listen to that game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh, like Curtis said. We have Alex Cora joining this morning at 7 a.m. and Alex Bregman following that at 7:30. The Celtics back in action tonight on the road to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7. Drew Holiday and Luke Kornet are both out while Al Horford is questionable. The Bruins take the ice at the TD Garden tonight. It's basically a home and away for Boston and Toronto because they welcome Toronto to their home ice. Puck drop is at 7.
Well, this place that we're going, you think they'll be able to have one of the games on?
Yeah, I'm sure we can figure that out.
You know, the hotel TV has like four channels.
Yeah, but we're out at like a bar, so I think you're really going to like it.
All right.
Yeah.
We need Florida Wiggy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then we need to go to MIAO for that.
Yeah, I need like a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
NFL owners could consider a ban on the tush push. NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent told reporters at the Combine yesterday that an NFC team has submitted a rule proposal to ban the tush push quarterback sneak. So,
you know the team?
Green Bay Packers, I believe it is.
Yeah, but I saw one report of that, and then immediately after, they're saying that they're not sure who the team is. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's also like, did you see over the weekend the Eagles aren't going to the White House and everybody reacted?
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
I had that in the news.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't.
Works better in rehearsal.
Yeah.
All right.
That was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. I got to say, I feel refreshed after my weekend down here. The weather has been incredible until you guys got here yesterday, and it's supposed to be incredible the rest of the week, which is great, and I'm not going to step on Curtis's toes.
Jeez.
Here he is with the weather.
I take one news story and you give the weather. It is 61 here, partly cloudy skies, going to be in the mid-70s, sunny in Fort Myers, Florida. Come down and visit us back home. A balmy 36 feels like 28, going to be in the 50s, so don't hate us too much. We will get to your calls on the Red Sox on whatever you'd like to get to at 617-779-7937. Greg Hill is on death's doorstep. We are here in Jupiter, Fort Myers, Florida.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, speaking of love and another man singing, I would like to be the first to wish Santo Dottore a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, birthday boy.
Yes, birthday boy.
How old is he?
35.
Oh, well, okay.
Flew out this morning, 6 a.m.
Yeah. All right.
The lead singer of the Do Re Migos at Bates and a real classy American male. I love Santo. And I like to see the sweater vest, sweater cape, whatever.
Yeah, he brought it back.
He loves the sweater cape.
He does it now for the people, you know.
Oh, he loves
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does it for you, Wiggs.
Tell him don't do it for me.
Pause.
He has a tremendous package.
He reminds me of Bradley Cooper's character off of Wedding Crashes.
But he did the
Anytime I see him on the with the sweater cape.
It's overpopulated in this region. So anyway.
It's also getting so awkward for him when we were with two of our really good friends and one of their parents who are the best, and they listen to the show a lot, and they're like, oh, Santo, you know, the whole penis thing, and he's like, yeah. And then it's this bad, and now we all know what we're all thinking about, right?
Yeah,
is it true, is it not? And I'm like, it's not true.
No way. He's coming to Roche.
I know. Seven is nuts, the world though.
You didn't have to take his pants off.
No, I know. I said, drop him.
End this nonsense now. If you're just joining us and you're wondering why I'm talking, it's Greg Hill is home. If you know anybody with Noro and you have a way for Greg to get well, we need him down here as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 617-779-7937. If you have any home remedies for Noro, I know Dr. Diana brought IVs. It's a little suspect that she got the free plug call-in, and then all of a sudden she's at his house with an IV, but who am I to judge? So Greg will hopefully be here. I'm guessing Thursday would be the earliest.
Yeah.
So 2 days of us down here, and then Greg will be here hopefully Thursday, Friday, before the big EEI junket this weekend. We have Alex Cora In just about 35 minutes, we have Alex Bregman in about an hour, but let's get to this shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well done, Curtis.
I saw Rob on a golf course just right there on Twitch. I had no effing clue.
I was wondering what you were looking at.
What's the song, Shine?
That would be the Boys of Summer, because you guys are celebrating the baseball guys. They are the men of summer, so
yes.
It was apropos.
You could feel summer down here. It's a summer breeze. Shime, where is your lead coming from this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Greg, jeez. Just having a good start to the day here.
Thank you. First of all, Curtis,
insult to him. The leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Washington birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. My lead is actually something Courtney brought up in trending. My lead is this proposed ban on the tush push. I, for one, would like to make a statement that I think it is essential we stop banning things just because we can't replicate it or stop it. Like, this is stupid. This is exactly what, and you have mentioned this many, many times, Curtis, that the Colts and Bill Polian tried to do to the New England Patriots in the early 2000s by limiting cornerbacks and making it easier for receivers and quarterbacks to have success, and then Bill would find new ways to exploit the rules, and then the Ravens would get upset about it and say, you can't do the unbalanced line. And now we're doing it with the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that finally beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who nobody's ever said anything to try and stop the Chiefs. But now that the Philadelphia Eagles have beaten the Chiefs, it's like, nope, now we have to do away with the tush push. I'm putting in this order. We need to try and ban the tush push. And the Green Bay Packers, if they're the ones that actually submitted this claim, you're a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of scared little babies that can't just man up and get a better team to stop the tush push. Either do it yourself or stop it, but don't complain just because you can't. It's so childish and stupid, and I hate it.
Shime, I have to tell you, we had our back and forth yesterday. I love you.
Yeah.
This is maybe your best lead ever. That is so well said, perfectly articulated. And it's not like it's this epidemic of every team being able to execute this. Was it the Bills that kept trying it and they couldn't figure it out how to do? Like,
The Bills do it, but Josh Allen doesn't do it the same way.
He stands straight up.
The thing about this is, like, if everybody has the ability to do it, there's really no, like, grounds on banning something, you know. And the thing about it is that the Philadelphia Eagles are good because of the fact that Jalen Hurts is such a strong quarterback. You got to keep him out of 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1. Those real, real short yardage situations is when they do it. So you have to keep him out of it, or if you utilize it on your offense.
And the only people that hate it are the teams that are losing because of it, or the fans of those losing teams. Nobody is saying that it's ruining the game.
No.
Like, I think that's where it gets confusing, why any team would take it that seriously to then go try to get it banned.
Well, like, my one stat, too, that I like to use is that the tush push had an 84% success rate this year. Jaden Daniels was completing any fourth down at an 82% rate. Does that mean we just have to ban Jaden Daniels from going for it on fourth down? Like, that's dumb. Like, just because you can't stop it doesn't make it illegal or unfair.
Yeah, I would also add that the fact that the way the Eagles play, going for it on almost every fourth and less than 5, is awesome as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching. It's how we always played Madden. Yeah. Nobody punted on 4th-and-3. Like, it's a great thing for the game. Shime, perfect. Excellent, excellent lead. Thank you. Courtney.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's basically a holiday for a lot of us, especially Shime and I, because season 3 of Full Swing comes out today. And let me tell you, Scottie Scheffler's arrest is a part of this season. Going back, we were in New Hampshire when that arrest took place. We were at that gym in New Hampshire for the road show.
Is that the guy that they stopped, like, going and he passed the cops?
Yes. Oh. Yep, yep. And we were all, I know I was saying, well, Scottie Scheffler's no better than anybody else and needs to stop if a police officer is telling him to stop.
Right.
There's more footage that's part of this. And from the coming attractions, and correct me if you disagree, Shime, I think Scottie Scheffler is walking away from this season of Full Swing just from the trailer looking way better than we thought when this news first broke. You're also hearing from other players who are explaining how this could happen. Mm-hmm. It's dark out. It's very confusing. They don't know where to go. You know, some people are telling them to go one way. Other officers are telling them to stop. They're all like, this happens all the time.
Right.
The fact that a police officer, and I'm quoting them, latched himself onto Scottie's car and started banging on it, that's not Scottie's fault. It's just such a 180 from where we were almost a year ago, when this arrest took place.
Right.
And I'm so happy it's going to be highlighted. Full Swing has done an unbelievable job. Netflix has done an unbelievable job making golf cool, I think, for a younger generation, but also giving us storylines that we don't necessarily know about. But this is a storyline that everyone was talking about, and I'm so happy that we're going to get an in-depth look at what actually happened.
Because you know the crazy part about it, like the thing about it is that's how we are as Americans, right? We are so quick to like put our foot on the gas of judgment before we know anything. So it's like, oh, cops told him to stop. He sped off. And then it's like, oh, you can't do that. And then once this thing comes out, it'll probably give us a better in-depth, like maybe they have the body cam footage that they use.
The brief interaction we see in the trailer between Scottie Scheffler and the police officer absolutely sent me. The officer has no idea what golf is. Nobody knows nothing about the sport whatsoever. And he literally says to Scottie Scheffler, the best golfer on the planet at this present moment, you play in the PGA, you must be pretty good. And he goes, yeah, I'm all right. And it was just, and he's asking him like if he's been drinking, and Scottie's like, yeah, no, I try not to drink, before 8 a.m. when I'm supposed to go play golf.
Right. So at least they'll give you some, because that was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
We don't have all the information, so we just kind of put our foot on the gas with judgment. Now we're like, oh, damn, let me walk that back a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as we all thought it was.
But that's what happens is the video got released. Jeff Darlington happened to be there. And then
who's always in the right place at the right time, by the way.
Very handsome guy. But I don't get it. That's just the way we are. We always sit down. We were on the air. We saw the video. We had an argument about it. I don't know what we were arguing. But it is Netflix does a great job with that. And good lead, Courtney. Wiggy, what's on your mind today?
All right, so good morning. So I was hearing this yesterday a little bit on Jones and Keefe. And it was interesting that they were talking about the Bruins. And the one thing that we've been having a conversation about with this Boston Bruins is like, where they go, who's to blame, who's on the hot seat. And then I realized, and I was kind of thinking to myself, that is there a chance that they could, because a lot of people are saying maybe it's a Sweeney thing, are they going to move on from Sweeney? And is there a chance that you could see kind of what we see with Sweeney and Neely, where we could see a Zdeno Chara, and then I threw Brad Marchand in there because they were talking about Chara because Chara works in the front office. Maybe they're grooming him into some role of being a GM or something along those lines.
Assistant to the GM.
Assistant to the GM or assistant to the assistant. But I was kind of thinking, and now that I know like Chara's like heavy into that, and the reason why I brought up Patrice Bergeron is because I see him on the Nesson with him, Razor, and Tuca doing their kind of like
Manning cast.
Yeah, like their Manning cast and talking about, the Bruins and everything. So is there a chance that we could see Big Z move into some type of role and then potentially Patrice Bergeron follow suit where he gets into a role where your new front office could be some form of Zdeno Chara and Patrice Bergeron moving forward, looking for coaches and players and that kind of thing?
Great lead. I hope they don't do that. And it is nothing. I don't know if Chara and Bergeron would be good at the job. Obviously, none of us do. But that is a Jacobs move to buy the fans' loyalty through having people that they respect in those positions. Obviously, we all love Cam Neely.
Right.
It takes effort for people to criticize the guy because of who he was on the ice,
right,
who he's been in the community, all of that stuff. So I heard that. I don't think it's a crazy idea. I think it would be an upset if Chara left the front office. I think he was definitely going to keep going there, but great lead win.
But it seems like that's where he's like in that world right now.
Oh, totally.
I kind of threw Bergeron in there only because of the Manning cast that they do.
No, yeah, I think that you're spot on. I think that the first person that you will hear to replace Sweeney will be Chara.
Yeah, right. I think that's what he wants to do.
Totally.
Too. Yeah.
Right. And Chara's, I mean, he's a maniac. That guy works his ass off. He's running marathons. He's 7 feet tall.
And you also have to look at players and the ones after they retire that don't leave the area.
Right.
Right.
Like,
right.
And those are two guys.
Riggy.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know if the Pats are ever going to call me.
You never know. Vrabes, you and Vrabes are
tight.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you're looking for a tight end coach, I can help out.
You and Nate can tag team.
Yeah.
So I have been I got criticized with Ken on Saturday that I am kissing ass of the Red Sox because of my reaction to the Bregman signing. You know, the reaction was, you're overreacting. He's just a 260 hitter. Why are you going crazy? The Red Sox overpaid. He still failed all these things. Everything Sam Kennedy, John Henry, and this ownership group did for the last 3 years prior to this one was an abomination. It was an insult to the fan base. I said it to Sam Kennedy's face. He called me a liar. It was back and forth. So my feelings on that are established. I would just say this and see if you disagree. I think Wiggy and I will actually agree today. John Henry is a better owner than Robert Kraft. And you can use whatever metric you want. And I don't want to get a call today, the gentleman of the Patriots. I'm just, please. Anyway, John Henry has won 4 titles. I recognize the math. Robert Kraft won 6. John Henry's soccer team wins. Robert Kraft's doesn't. And John Henry, when it comes to investing, has never been lower than 13th in Major League Baseball, and he did that once. Every other year since he purchased the team in 2002 has been in the top 10 in Major League Baseball payroll. Almost all of them have been in the top 5. He has spent more than Robert Kraft. He has won not as much, but he's also won with 3 different general managers. He's won with 3 different managers, and he didn't ride 2 people to 6 championships. And I would also add that he didn't, it's not like Robert Kraft knew who Tom Brady was. I mean, it was a winning lottery ticket. As someone who was born in Dover, I won a lottery ticket too. It's great. Mm-hmm. But the reality of actually being great at your job, I think as a owner, John Henry is a better owner for the fans than Robert Kraft is, and that there's a lot of feeling towards and sentimentality towards Robert Kraft because of all the philanthropic things he does, not to say John Henry doesn't, the fact that he's a local guy, that he grew up going to Patriots games, that he saved the team, all of that. But just if you're looking at it as a dispassionate human being, I think it would be hard to say that John Henry is not a better owner than Robert Kraft.
Well, I think it's simple in this conversation. No, at least for me, when I look at a fan of a team, it's all about the owner and the owner spending money. And my thing with John Henry and the Red Sox, they have always thrown money around, even if it's throwing money at bad players. We've seen the Kyle Crawford deals. We've seen the Adrian Gonzalez deals.
Pablo Sandoval. Rusne Castillo, who I saw down here. That guy made $72 million. I think he had 5 at-bats. He had like 2 Porsches.
Right. We've seen all those deals.
Yeah.
And him as an owner was, hey, we're willing to spend money, and we're willing to be at the top of the league when it comes to that, and put a team that at least you could say on paper looks like they should be competitive. Now, if the players don't pan out, then, you know, that's just they made the wrong choice. But at least we're not going to knock them for those type of things. Like, I never knocked Bill Belichick for going after N'Keal Harry.
Yeah.
You went after a wide receiver, you just got the wrong one.
Oh.
And so when you look at
that one hurts every time I hear
right,
that.
Right, but he went after that position.
But that was such a, if they get DK Metcalf, I think Tom never leaves.
Right, but I think the problem is, like,
it,
this
okay.
is all,
I need
it's
to
all
get over it.
It's all
fault.
Like, you know, like it's all like,
well, we don't have a crystal ball either.
Right. Cuz based on that time in the draft, he was rated higher than DK Metcalf. Yep. So when you look at, like, even like Wick's doing a tremendous job, because Wick's saying, and Wick's kind of always, you know, he's been at that level a little bit where, hey, we'll go out and get trade for this guy. We'll pay this guy. We were in on Kevin Durant. We were in on Kyrie Irving.
Kelly Olynyk going, not the best idea.
So me as a fan, I just want my owner to open up the checkbook and say, hey, go get whoever you think, and we'll go from there. And that's the thing that I think the Red Sox have been, you know, doing the majority of the time of their ownership. Past couple of years, they've been down a little bit, but our expectations are so high. When they drop a little bit, we're like, oh, look at them. They're horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I give them a lot of credit. Now it's on Robert Kraft. He doesn't have the bulletproof vest of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Now you're going to have to spend money. You're going to have to be one of these teams that go after guys, whether it's trades, whether being active in the draft. So we'll kind of see it. But, yeah, I would say the Red Sox and the Celtics are, like, at the top of the mountain on that.
All right, we see you guys lining up, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your calls. Those are our leads, what's on your mind. And in 15 minutes, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Good morning. About to rise here in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, in Lee County. We are at JetBlue Park for the Boston Red Sox. A season ahead. An actual baseball season with a team that may be able to compete for the division. I have them winning the division. Don't tell us yet. We're going to do a big roundtable Friday with all of our predictions. So, Wiggy, keep it in your head.
All right.
Okay. Alex Cora will join us in 12 minutes at 7. And Alex Bregman will join us at 7:30. We have callers lined up on our leads. And Greg, if you're just joining us, may have a couple days left.
Yeah, we're praying for him.
So I don't know who lasts longer, the Pope or Greg. There's some odds out there on that. So hopefully it's our man. Well, I hope they both live forever. I don't want to have an email.
Interesting timing with Conclave so big right now.
Right.
The movie that's getting all the awards. Very interesting.
It is. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, we'll have different colored smoke from Wiggy if Greg arrives or not.
I don't think he's going to. I'm with you. I don't think he gets here until Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're going to die, this is kind of the place to do it.
Yeah.
And that's where most old people come to do it.
That's right. Well, Greg famously called it death's doorstep or death's waiting room, and now he's in the echelon. Your calls, David in the car. God, I need glasses. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Great show. You guys doing an awesome job as always.
Thank you, David. Hey, did you have what time? What? How did you do, like, spring training for soccer? Was there any kind of, like, quick exhibition season? How? What was the soccer equivalent?
Well, up early, and you just go. Yeah, there is. There's exhibition games. You do. There's a lot of practicing. There's a lot of practicing. But
all right, sorry, I asked.
The games are fun. The exhibition games are fun. So I agree with you 100% on ownership. Who's a better owner? It's, yes, the Red Sox owner, again, what's his name? It's a lot better than Robert Kraft. And the reason I say that is if you didn't have, in this order, if you did not have Brady and Belichick, Robert Kraft would be an average owner that most people wouldn't even know who he was. And that is a fact.
Yeah, David, I agree. Thanks for the call. I would say my lead this morning was that John Henry, all in all, everything included, is a better owner than Robert Kraft. He has had a higher degree of difficulty. I recognize those people that want to say the salary cap. I'm sorry. That may be for the first three, but when you have a quarterback that ends up being the greatest of all time on a rookie deal, no matter if there's a cap or not, you're going to succeed. Also,
the different GMs and the different managers, I mean, that's a great point that you bring up, and I think when you look at just that, along with what Wiggy said about spending so much every season, you have a case.
See, to me, it's more about the spending because as an owner, Robert still has to make sure that he can keep Tom and Bill happy and keep them around, right?
But he couldn't.
No. I mean, for the majority of their careers, he was able to do that. So you give him a lot of credit for that. I look at it when...
I'm going to let you finish. But for me, if you have a coach that you'll never be able to replicate and a quarterback you'll never be able to replicate, the onus is on you to go balls to the wall and maximize that window because you will never experience anything like it again.
No, I completely agree with you. But I also understand that when you have, and it's probably more difficult in football than it is in a lot of sports to be able to keep coaches that are at that level happy and pay them the way they need to be, and then keep the quarterback to get who gets to that level, to keep him happy enough where he doesn't say, you know what, the hell with this. I'm going to cash in on myself. I'm going to, unless you're going to pay me the top of the market, I am going to cash in. And you have to make sure as an owner, you can keep everybody on that page because you have those two guys where with John Henry, it might be a little bit easier because you were able to replace Frank Conner. You were able to replace John Farrell. You know, so because you could do that in the sports and you were able to lose some free agents or some guys, whether it was a Mookie Betts or David Price or, you know, Manny Ramirez.
Pedro,
and still win.
It is also a little bit different, though, when you consider the two, because for so long, Robert Kraft was praised for Tom Brady takes a discount to make sure that this team is better.
Right.
So they weren't just spending outside of their team. They weren't spending a lot inside their team, and they were still winning.
Right.
So that's a bit of a difference when you look at the careers of the two.
But that's what I'm saying. If you get your quarterback to buy into that, that's a good job by the owner because, hey, he's saving money, but he's still winning. So you give him credit in that way. I always look at, like, the teams that are successful, you look at, hey, they were willing to spend money. They were willing to open the checkbook. Like, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles in football. They were willing to go out and trade for A.J. Brown. They were willing to draft receivers high. And then even when they knew they failed, they drafted more wide receivers high. So I think that's the thing that you start to look at as an ownership group, that they're willing to do that. And I give them, I give Robert credit. I obviously give John Henry credit. I just think the criticism.
So who do you think is a better owner?
I would say, for me personally, the better owner is John Henry because he's willing to spend more money.
How about you, Courtney?
Yeah, I guess I'm going John Henry as well.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah, I would say the other thing is, and
right now.
Today.
Yeah.
You could change tomorrow.
No, I know. Because I do feel like it's disingenuous when for so long we were so pro Robert Kraft. And I think that we have different colored glasses on right now because of the state of the Patriots. So it's hard for me to look back at both of their careers, both of their times being owners of these, you know, unbelievable franchises.
Right. They have 10 titles combined.
Yeah.
But if Robert goes out in March and they sign T. Higgins, they trade for Max Crosby.
But would that really change your opinion?
Yes.
I don't think for Curtis.
If the Patriots spend, not just this, because we're going to be up against it, so we'll get to these calls, and I'm sure this will be a topic later. But the Patriots have to spend this offseason to remain compliant with the collective bargaining agreement. So I'm going to give them credit based on the guaranteed dollars and the pursuit of premium players, not two okay tight ends and Hunter Henry.
I'm premium players.
Premium, and you know it when you see it.
Yes.
And so that'll be what I need to see consistently. The other, and I never thought I would say this, what John Henry did to Fenway Park is unfathomably great. A place that was such a dump my entire childhood. The troughs, the smell, the just everything was just crap all over it was like Foxborough Stadium. And I'm sorry, Gillette's great. What they did to Fenway Park and revitalizing that entire area, I mean, from the monster seats to getting rid of the green in the center field behind the bleachers so you have the view of the skyline.
Yeah, but you can't knock Patriots Place. Patriots Place basically started something new in the NFL where now teams, you got movie theaters,
Red
you got
Robin.
Shopping. Like, so now NFL teams, when they build stadiums, they take the Patriots Place playbook and they start to build out all these areas around them.
But now Legacy Place is better and it's closer.
Well, I'm not saying that, but initially that's what they were doing. So they did a great job of building it up. It wasn't just the stadium there. Now it's so much more of another place.
All right, we got to get out of this. We'll get Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, joins us next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.